Thank you very much and welcome back. Uncertain economic conditions for several farmers last fall led to congressionally approved emergency payments, what has become USDA's Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, or ECAP, and it's now accepting applications. What are some basics you need to know?
Now open for sign-up by eligible producers.
Our Emergency Commodity Assistance Program,
ECAP, with up to $10 billion in payments to crop producers with expected economic losses during the 2024 crop season. Agriculture Department Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Brooke Appleton provides some of the details of how ECAP will work.
This assistance will be calculated using a flat payment rate for the eligible commodity multiplied by the eligible reported acres. These payments are based on acreage and not production. And then for acres reported as prevented plants for 2024, ECAP assistance will be calculated at 50%.
ECAP payments will be issued as payments are approved.
But the initial payments will be factored by 85%. And that's really just to ensure that the total program payments do not exceed available funding.
Assisting eligible growers with ECAP sign-up pre-filled application forms for
producers who submitted acreage report to FSA for their 2024 eligible ECAP commodities.
And an online calculation tool, also available at the Farm Service Agency website, www.fsa.usda.gov.
The list of eligible commodities and per acre rates.
ECAP applications are due by August 15th. Another component of last year's American Relief Act, up to $20 billion in disaster relief payments for revenue loss or commodity damage associated with listed disasters, is still forthcoming. The Deputy Undersecretary provides an update on this part of the relief package.
We are in the process of getting that all together and rolling that out. There's about four different components to it. There are two different programs for livestock eligibility, one for wildfires and drought, and the other for flooding. And then there is a chunk of money that we will put towards doing block grants for states. And then the bulk of what is left will be that supplemental disaster program that we roll out.
With each component rolled out at different times based on program readiness.
Wholesale egg prices have slowly declined over the past month. What's behind the trend? How does it translate on the retail level? And what are some seasonal concerns coming up?
A sign, according to Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, that USDA efforts in preventing high-path avian influenza in egg-laying poultry flocks and lower egg supplies are
moving in the right direction, absent any unforeseen significant depopulation event.
The secretary, visiting with reporters recently, discussed changes with the New York wholesale egg price since USDA's five-prong strategy was announced.
The wholesale egg prices are down nearly 50% from their peak. In fact, the New York wholesale egg price was at its historic peak on February 26th, the day we rolled the plan out, at $8.53. The price tag has fallen every day since that peak, with that same egg price dropping to $4.08 as of March 18th.
One reason behind lowering wholesale egg prices in recent weeks, increased supplies due in part to a short-term solution.
Turkey and South Korea have both confirmed they will be increasing breaker egg imports into the U.S.
with potential of additional nations exporting eggs to the U.S. Yet, as USDA Chief of Staff Kaylee Bowler emphasized,
we believe the market conditions wouldn't make sense once egg prices here in the U.S. get to a certain point. So at the moment in time we're in now, the imports make sense. But as market conditions adjust and egg prices limit, we wouldn't expect as many imports coming in.
Secretary Rollins acknowledged that some market factors going forward dictate what egg prices might look like on the retail level.
We recognize that it takes time for these reductions at the wholesale level to translate to price reductions at the retail level. I know that for some of us, our shopping, we've seen the prices immediately, but then we'll hear from other people in other parts of the country where they have yet to see that reduction on their grocery store shelf. But as we know, it always takes some time, and depending on what part of the country and other factors as to why some of that retail hasn't caught up yet, but will very soon.
And then there is coming up, perhaps the most significant season for egg demand.
We also recognize that Easter is just a few short weeks away, and demand is always unusually high during this season.
The USDA chief of staff adds an additional concern regarding the Easter season and egg prices.
We're approaching spring migration, so that leaves a lot of uncertainty in terms of a potential outbreak. High path, we want consumers to be able to enjoy eggs as they usually do, but they have to make these determinations on their own with their families, and we want the Easter holidays to be just as memorable as they always have been, despite the situation we're having on HPAI.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Mick Kerr. We're coming right back. Take a look at meat exports to Mexico.